As we come towards the end of the self-confidence trainer, I'd like to take this opportunity to talk a little about the wider context of self-confidence, self-esteem and happiness. In recent decades, the rates of mental health problems have rocketed, and research has shown that it's because of changes in the way that we live. As human beings, we have certain needs, which if not met, leave us more susceptible to problems such as anxiety, addiction, depression, and so on. It is these needs that changes in society have left us without. I think it's important that we are aware of these, because if something does start to go wrong in our emotional life, we can use this as a quick checklist to see if any of those elements are missing. We can also spot when friends and family are suffering too. Now, we all know the most basic needs, such as food, water, shelter and so on, but there are other requirements of the human being that are just as important, but less focused on. These are the seven basic needs. 1. The need to give and receive attention. 2. Taking care of the mind-body connection. 3. The need for meaning, purpose and goals. 4. The need for a connection to something greater than ourselves. 5. The need for creativity and stimulation. 6. The need for intimacy and connection. And 7. The need for a sense of control. Let's quickly take a look at each of these. Firstly, the need to give and receive attention. This is such a fundamental human need that it can be seen as similar to the appetite for food. As with food, if denied nourishment, people will seek it anywhere and will consume any that they can get. When deprived of attention or human contact for long periods of time, behaviour and mental health suffers massively. However, this can be seen operating more subtly. If someone is starved of attention or has too great an appetite for attention, they seek it in inappropriate ways. I'm sure you've had the experience of being in a class with someone who appears to have an endless list of questions. And even when they are answered, they ask them again in a different format. Or those people who call you up at work, and half an hour later you're still wondering why they called. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with a chat just for chat's sake. Of course not, it's one of life's great pleasures, but if someone you know is having problems, you can look at the amount and quality of attention they're getting and perhaps help them by giving them quality attention when you can. When you get enough attention, it frees you up to focus on other things, so that in a learning situation, for example, you can focus on what is there to be learnt, rather than where you can get attention from. The second basic need is taking care of the mind-body connection and is based upon the fact that every emotion, mood and thought is expressed in the language of the biochemistry within our bodies. The way we look after ourselves physically corresponds directly to our psychological well-being and vice versa. One of the surest ways of inducing mental and physical breakdown is to deprive someone of food, drink and sleep. And we all know it's much easier to feel steady and confident when you meet the need for regular rest, exercise and food. Give yourself a score out of 10 for each of the following. 1. Food amount. 2. Food quality. 3. Food regularity. 4. Sleep amount. 5. Exercise amount. When you have this list, take a look at it and see if there are any areas you feel you could improve upon. Decide what score out of 10 you'd like for each of those areas and write that down next to your current score. Once you have all your target scores, just take 1 minute to imagine how you would feel day to day if you were living up to those targets. On to number 3, the need for meaning, purpose and goals. If you look to how human beings have reached the position that they have in the world, there's only one way that we got there. Through the ability to conceive of a new idea and to bring it into being. Hunting, agriculture, art and technology only developed because people have the basic need and ability to create goals that give life meaning. These days, we see that retirement or unemployment resulting in a loss of goals and meaning can often lead to clinical depression, reduced immune function and early death. Now, goals don't have to be huge. They could include simply writing a letter you've been meaning to write for ages, creating a new garden, learning a new sport or hobby, or achieving promotion at work. One type of goal that seems to be highly satisfying and beneficial is helping other people. giving your services or support to others seems to have payoffs beyond the value of what you've done. You might want to just spend a couple of minutes thinking about things you'd like to do or have been putting off doing. This isn't a time for beating yourself up for doing less than you'd intended, by the way. Okay, number 4, the need for a connection to something greater than ourselves. In his book The Healing Mind, Paul Martin cites research showing that people with an active religious faith have a higher life expectancy and better immune function than individuals who do not. The feeling that we're part of a more significant whole rather than just ourselves is important for a sense of underlying well-being and confidence. We feel happier when we have a sense of connection to like-minded people who share our perceptions and type of humour. You don't have to be religious to reap the benefits of a sense of connection. Some people talk about feeling connected to nature, a sports club, political party, or a group of like-minded friends. The 5th need is the need for creativity and stimulation. Again, this seems to be a basic requirement of human beings. As with all these needs, different people need different levels, but generally, when we are stretched creatively, we feel healthier and happier. Human beings seem to develop an imagination in order to create vision of how things could be. This creative element within you clearly links to the need for purpose and goals. To be constantly bored or living below our potential can be unsatisfying and depressing. However, creativity doesn't have to mean painting a work of art or writing a novel. You could rearrange your home, redesign some rooms, work on your garden, learn something new, any task that requires you to put something of yourself into it. The 6th need is the need for intimacy and connection. It's wonderful to feel there's at least one person who really knows us for who we are. Someone you can totally relax with and just be yourself. This could be a partner, a friend, or family. Some people even say that my cat really understands me, and for them that fulfills this need for intimacy. Feelings of closeness and intimacy increase when we are able to relax with other people. The exercises earlier in the trainer are excellent for this. The last basic need is the need for a sense of control. This is so important for good self-confidence. You remember that earlier we talked about tolerating uncertainty. Well, this is a way of regaining control in a situation where you may not be able to control external factors, such as whether you get a job or not, or whether someone likes you. Being able to control our own emotional reactions, at least to an extent, gives us back the control we need to feel more comfortable. You often find that people who get called control freaks try to control external events too much, as they are less skilled at tolerating uncertainty and so controlling their internal state. The purpose of talking about these basic needs is to give you the opportunity to assess where in your own life you may need to do some work. If you suffer from a constant feeling that something's missing, as many of us do, or have more problems than you think you should, checking these out may well help. This is not supposed to be a chance to just worry about not having a perfect life. Most people find it difficult to fulfill all of these at the same time due to pressures of work or time or family. However, it can be a useful gauge now and then to put things in perspective. You may also have noticed that many of the needs can be met by one activity. Charity work, for example, can fulfill the need for attention as you mix more with other people. The need for meaning, for purpose and goals, for a connection to something bigger than oneself, perhaps creativity and stimulation, and even a sense of control. However, it's important to spread the meeting of these needs across different parts of life. If all our eggs are in one basket, then we're at risk. If your job meets all these needs, then you may be at risk, as you're not ultimately in control of whether you keep your job or not. Of course, the wider your circle of friends and interests, the better. As an important aside, cults often prey on vulnerable people who are not having their basic needs met. A cult then offers all the solutions to all the person's basic needs. As the cult system begins to work, the person comes to believe that only the cult can meet their needs, at which time the cult's demand for payment for meeting these needs may become increasingly extreme. So, that wraps up our section on basic needs. You may want to take note of them in your diary or commit them to memory. It can help you see where your own life or that of friends could do with a little work. It can also highlight why confidence or self-esteem issues keep surfacing if someone finds themselves repeatedly bothered by them.